That's to Mr. Glenn, Glenn Frizzell, Frizzell. Chief complaint, left lower abdominal pain, number 2. Constipation, number 3. Diabetes, number 4. Hypertension. Our patient is a 58-year-old gentleman. He's a machinist. He's been married 30 years, only has stepchildren, no children of his own, period. In the paragraph, on Saturday, he started having left lower quadrant pain. It was worse when he lay down. The pain was crampy. Today, for example, he has no pain. The pain has a tendency to come and go. He has been on Mounjaro, M-O-N-J-E-R-O, which caused diarrhea initially. And then it seems like to have caused some constipation issues. His blood sugar has been stable. He's not running a fever. He has no vomiting, no diarrhea. And his abdominal pain has subsided, but he decided to come in for a check today, period. In the paragraph, his medication includes fluoxetine, metformin, Farxiga, simvastatin, telosartan, T-E-L-I-S-A-R-T-I-N, T-A-N, hydrochlorothiazide, and Mounjaro. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, COVID, immigration, update, surgical medical problem, non-family history, colon cancer, one brother with lung cancer, hypertension, diabetes, patient's maintenance exam, colonoscopy never been done, allergy none, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He quit doing all that over 10 years ago. He's a machinist, as I mentioned. Review of system, left lower quadrant pain, off and on, none today. Once again, I cannot elicit no pain when I push on his belly. Negative fever, no chills, no hematemesis, hematochism, no seizure convulsion, positive diarrhea earlier, but it's improved. The diarrhea happened when he increased the Mounjaro from 10 milligram to 12.5 milligram. He's alert, he's awake. That's Mounjaro. That's M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O. So I'm sure you know how to spell it, but it's Mounjaro. M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O. Okay. So today he decided to come in for a recheck, a review of system as above. He weighs 242 pounds. He's lost over 70 pounds by just diet and exercise. He's very proud of himself for doing that, which I am too. 98%, 98.3, 16, 86. 132 over 82, heart pulses, phone pulses with 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, make sure JVD scheme shows no rational arm, mucosal with dilation, logical non-focal. There's definitely no tenderness over his lower abdomen on the left or right side. He also, on the review of system, he has had a history of testicular varicocele that he wants to check and he's concerned about. So, assessment number 1, left lower quadrant pain. Number 2, constipation. Number 3, his KUB shows constipation or obstruction. Number 4, Ducalox suppository now, may repeat in 24 hours. Number 5, check CBC. Next number is check CMP. Next number is his hemoglobin A1C, TSH, lipids, and everything else has been checked by Dr. Stokes here in town. Would not repeat. That's S-T-O-K-E-S. Next number is history of varicocele. Next one, this was confirmed via ultrasound. Next one is abdominal ultrasound is benign except for a slightly fatty liver. Next one is there's definitely no tenderness in the lower abdomen. Next number, your analysis shows sugar but no infection. Leukocytes are negative. Nitrates are negative. Next number, I discussed the KEB with patient. Next number is I'm going to cover him with Cipro 500 and Flagyl 250. For diverticulitis because of location. Next one is he needs a colonoscopy when this episode settles down. Next one is I've gone over his findings one by one. Next number, the varicocele needs no treatment. Next number, call the patient with lab in 24 hours. Next number, he knows to go to the emergency room if he gets worse. Next number, hemoglobin A1C and diabetes evaluation per Dr. Stokes one more time. Next number, he does have a thyroid cyst on his ultrasound of his thyroid, which is 0.8 centimeter. That needs to be rechecked in 3 months. I told him he needs a biopsy if he gets over 1 centimeter. He understands that. Next one is BPH. Noted. Next one is his PSA. He's up to date. Next one is leg pain and arm pain, most likely related to diabetic neuropathy. Next one's echocardiogram, which was done because of his history of hypertension and diabetes within normal limits. Next number, eye exam is up to date. Next number, also incidentally, Mounjaro was cut back from 12 to 10, since that seems when his problem started. Next number is that needs to be addressed again, either by us or Dr. Stokes, when his condition stabilizes. Thank you.